So as you all know, we are gathered today in community for a service that we often call the Holy Eucharist. This liturgy consists of two parts: the Word of God, which includes everything from the collect of the day to the peace, and then Holy Communion, which includes the offertory, the Eucharistic prayer, and everything that follows. Something else that you might know is that the word Eucharist means thanksgiving. So oftentimes, the Eucharistic prayer in the second half of the service is also called the Great Thanksgiving. And why would that be? Well, when we think about it, don't we have much to be thankful for? And as Christians, we are to be particularly thankful for the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So throughout our liturgy, we express our praise and thanks to God. And if we look closely at the words of the Eucharistic prayer, we understand that it truly is a great thanksgiving. For throughout its entirety, we give thanks for all the blessings of our lives. For instance, it begins with me saying, "The Lord be with you." And you say,
"And also with you."
That's right. So from the very beginning, we start out by recognizing and inviting God into our very midst. And then I say, "Lift up your hearts." And you say,
"We lift them to the Lord."
That's right. We lift up our hearts. And it's not just our heavy hearts and not our happy hearts and not our well-behaved hearts. It's simply we lift our hearts to God in praise and thanksgiving. Then next I say, "Let us give thanks to the Lord our God." And you say,
"It is right to give him thanks and praise."
That's right. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is the proper and good thing to do. And so after that I say, "It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth." And as the celebrant, I say these words on behalf of the entire congregation, because if I'm alone, I cannot hold a Eucharist. There has to be people present. So this is a communal offering of thanksgiving, yet it's also individual as we do lift our hearts to God. And so it is right, and it's very good, and it is often quite joyful, and it puts us into a place of deep gratitude as we become more aware of the grace that surrounds us. And then next is the Sanctus, another prayer that is a proclamation of our praise and blessings to God, and then we continue with all that God has done for us and remember Jesus' words and actions at the Last Supper. Then eventually we close that Eucharistic prayer with the words, "All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever." And you say,
"Amen."
Amen, that's right. And that is often called the Great Amen because it comes at the end of our great thanksgiving. And since Amen means so be it, that's right, Amen, so be it, we should always say it with gusto. Not only at the Eucharistic prayer, but at every prayer, because we're saying, "Yes, so be it. We want this to be so." So this means then that when we give that great amen at the end of the great thanksgiving, we have recognized and we have affirmed our love, our praise, and our thanks to God for everything that God has done for us. And as we say in the prayer, that is the right, good, and joyful thing to do. And that finally brings us to today's gospel. In it, we heard a story about 10 lepers who were healed, but there was only one who returned to give thanks. And that one who returned wasn't even a Jew, but a despised Samaritan who would have been an outsider even if he hadn't had leprosy. But he turned back, and he threw himself at Jesus' feet in thanksgiving. And in response, Jesus said, "Your faith has made you well." And that's kind of puzzling, isn't it? Because didn't Jesus heal all 10 lepers? Well, he did, They were all cured of their leprosy. But it seems that the only one who was made well was the one who turned around and recognized the God's power made real through Jesus Christ. He was made whole because he literally turned around and reoriented himself to God, and thus demonstrated a faith that had moved him into a deep awareness of God's goodness and God's blessing. And it was through this faith and this gratitude and his awareness of it that he was also moved into a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. He was made holistically well because he understood that it was only through the mercy and the goodness of God that he was healed. So gratitude is not a requirement of faith, but rather is a natural extension of it. For as we come to understand all that God has done for us, and as we begin to comprehend the power and the glory and the goodness that is God, we can't help but respond with gratitude and praise, which is what makes this Eucharistic celebration so important, and it makes it so powerful. Because in our celebration, our faith is nurtured and it is deepened, because thankfulness binds us to God in a positive and life-changing way. Positive because gratitude opens our eyes to all the goodness that surrounds us. And life-changing because as we become more aware of God's goodness and blessings in our life, then we are more apt to multiply and share those blessings with others. So then worship isn't a sometimes obligation, but instead becomes a joyful response to the grace of God. Stewardship is transformed from giving what we think we can spare to pondering God's amazing generosity and wondering how much we can give in response to that. Mission and ministry are transformed from duty to privilege, carried out by grateful hands and loving hearts. And then church becomes not about what we want, but about what God wants. And as individuals and as a community, we are made well. We approach wholeness as we continually are saved by our faith and gratitude in Jesus Christ. So what it all comes down to is this: faith and gratitude and healing and wholeness are all intertwined. And as this gospel shows us, an awareness of God's goodness and mercy is an integral part of our faith, and we need to shape our lives in a spirit of gratitude. Otherwise, we're like those other 9 lepers who never even looked back. Then we either think we did something to deserve all of God's blessings, or we assume we're entitled to what we have, or we presume that maybe we did it all ourselves. But Jesus tells us no, we must turn around. We must reorient our lives toward God and find that place of gratitude, not because it's our duty, but because in recognizing God's goodness, we too are made well. In other words, we are to live Eucharistic lives, lives of great thanksgiving. And in doing so, we will find faith and healing and wholeness. So our challenge is to find God's goodness in each day and to respond to it. And today, as we kick off our Every Member Commitment campaign, when we ask folks to support the church, giving from a place of gratitude is the very best place to start. Because here at Emmanuel, we overflow with the grace and goodness of God. We have been abundantly blessed here. And one way to share that overflow is to give financially, enabling us to continue our mission and ministry in the service of Jesus Christ. The minimum standard of giving in the church is the tithe, or 10%. So to embrace and celebrate God's goodness, one way to do it is to share, if not 10%, then some percentage of our income to support the work we do here and have it as one way to express our gratitude and more importantly, as one way to share our bounty with others. Because every week, we have the privilege of gathering in this Eucharistic community where we do praise and give thanks to God. And every day, we have the opportunity to share all that God has blessed us with others, multiplying God's grace and goodness, and then we get to create a place of gratitude for others to be. So, be sure to pick up your stewardship packet today, and over the next week, prayerfully consider all that you are grateful for and how you might give back. And may each of us, like the leper in today's gospel, remember to turn back to Jesus again and again in gratitude as we receive the wholeness, the healing, the goodness, and the blessing of Almighty God, now and forever.
Amen.
Oh, I can't hear you.
Amen.
It's better. Amen.